The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so, every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So by their fruits, you will know them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. First of all, let me introduce myself a little bit. My name is Father Angelo Te. I'm a very good friend of your pastor, Father Kerry Reneva. I've been here before, several years ago, before the pandemic, before I could barely recognize your faces from the face mask, but, you know, we're getting towards the end of this. But I'm happy to be able to return and celebrate Mass for you at least 2 days, today and tomorrow. Please pray for me, because I will be transitioning to my new parish, or should I say new parishes. I am in charge of 3 parishes beginning July 1st. First, one in Sacred Heart in Tillamook. The other one is St. Mary's by the Sea in Rockaway. And the third is St. Joseph's at Cloverdale. So if you ever find yourself in one of those churches, you will see me there. You know, in our gospel today, 2 words are repeated over and over again. Good fruit, bad fruit. Well, the one key word is fruit. The call to fruitfulness. In the practice of our faith, how much have we grown? You know, I remember reading this story about a man on a Sunday morning. His mom was trying to wake him up. She was knocking on his door, telling him, "Son, wake up. It's 8:30 and you're late for Mass. We have to go to church." And the son yells from the other side of the door and says, "You know, I'm not going to church for 2 things. Number 1, I don't like them. Number 2, they don't like me." And the mom says on the other side of that door, "You know, you need to wake up because of 2 things. Number 1, you're 40 years old. And number 2, you're the pastor. I'm sure you don't experience that with Father Kerry. You love him and he loves you." You know, I share that because, you know, it in a funny way, it's a wake-up call. That in the practice of our faith, how long have we been waking up every morning, every Sunday to go to church? And in those years that we have been practicing our faith, how much have we grown? Our gospel today does not refer to our expression, "the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree," because we are not talking about our individual families here. We are talking about we ourselves as one body of Christ. As Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you will have no life." So the most important thing in witnessing, in the practice of our faith, is to attract people closer to God because of our fruitfulness, by how much we have learned to love each other, by how much we have learned to forgive the wrongs others have done to us, overall, by how much we have grown as a person. As Mother Teresa would say, I don't mean to be successful. I just need to be faithful. What good is it that we pray every day, we go to Mass every day, yet we walk out of this church the same way we were several years ago? There needs to be growth. You know, I was challenged by that by one of my nephews, because this past pandemic, I had the opportunity to extend my stay in the Philippines. And during that time, I would be praying the rosary every day with my whole family, as my mom has a special devotion to our Blessed Mother. And after we pray the rosary, I would celebrate Mass for the family, and I would live stream it as well so other people could join in. But one time, we were praying the rosary, and I thought I saw my nephew praying with his rosary. So I got mad at that. But after praying, my nephew pointed it out, and he says, "Why is Father doing that? Shouldn't prayer change us?" And that was my wake-up call. If I want to attract my nephew, a representative of the young generation, to the faith, they need to see that love in me, first and foremost. They need to see Christ in me. And that's the fruit we are talking about. As we go back out there doing our day-to-day activities, the fruits that people can see in us should connect us to the vine, which is Christ Himself.